Now, just keep relaxing for me. Let your mind and body ease themselves down. It's a slow road into complete relaxation. That means you and I have a lot of time for me to talk, you to listen, you to be affected, you to enjoy the idea of someone slowly unwinding, a mental construct for your use, and in this case, a tool that's very useful anytime you play with anyone who likes trance, who likes deep, instructive, constructive scenarios. Anyone who you would like to have the ability to deepen, to intensify, to take what you are experiencing and tweak it just a little bit so that ordinarily pleasurable experiences enter into a blank mind that is therefore fertile ground for planting the seeds of training, of instructions, of fetish and fantasy, and in my case, of aligning what you're thinking at various times with thoughts I have had and things that I want, in order to give you tools to use later. That's what we're doing, we're building a tool. In this case, a button or a switch inside your head. Only those that you want to have that ability to place you into a specific state are going to be using it. But I'm probably one of those. So although what gets unwound here, what gets taught and trained into you throughout, is yours. It's the kind of yours that you give away to someone else, allowing them to remind you so forcefully of a way you felt at a time that you felt it, that you go right back there, limp, loose, pliable, deep. Of course, you're familiar with it, because you know what happens when I say night-night. A little simple signal that helps you focus on my voice and blanks out the brain, that brings you back, anchored, many people call them anchors, a deep place which dwells within you and to which you return during your fantasies when you think to yourself of all the times you've entered trance, sliding deep, somewhere in there is a strong memory of being anchored to night-night pet, and the effect thereof. Well, this will be another similarly strong memory. There may be times when you're aroused, times when you feel like you just need to touch yourself. And if you can get your muscles to stir enough to do it, feel free. It is natural and normal that you're turned on by the idea of being so deep, so blank, so pliable, so malleable that you can change and shift at the dominant word of someone instructing you, or the companionable word of someone helping you. It is within your ability to slide to that deep place where you are open to tinkering, and because you fetishize it, yeah, it might turn you on. That's to be expected. Turns me on. Like, honestly. Idea of being open, blank, pliable, malleable, but to know, well, I think you do know by now. My intent for you is to just find a place where you go deepest, most beneficially. Where you find a point to alter your trajectory. And sometimes to shift the path you're on, it can be required that you be blank at the get-go. That your mind be empty except for all the presuppositions underpinning hypnosis and the kind of things that you hear during the session. Emptying a mind so it can be filled back up. And like all anchors, it is born not in my mind, but in yours in response. Born out of feeling a particular way, and being given a striking set of instructions which include a trigger word that anchors a given way of feeling, way of acting, for later retrieval and use. So first, one of the many fun parts, helping you to feel the way you're going to feel when you return right back, when you're informed to be blank. And accept conditioning, accept instructions when you want to be empty and floating, just floating so nicely, drifting along, all your thoughts fuzzy, hazy, slipping out of your fingers. And so it's easier to grab onto my thoughts, which are firm and bright and easy to resolve, and easier still to get a hand on and be pulled along behind them. So listen. Imagine for me the way you feel when you have to get up out of bed, but you don't quite want to. That feeling that it would be so much easier to go back to sleep when you're drifting halfway between consciousness and the deep unconscious. In that moment, in that situation that gets you up out of bed, you think about the things that you feel you have to do. You go do something, maybe you don't want to do it, maybe you do want to do it, but either way, getting out of bed feels like it's less attractive than staying where you are. You push yourself to go get out of bed and do the other goal, to take care of whatever very important reason you had to get going. You will do what's easiest if you can, but you'll do what's necessary if you have to. We'll envision that scenario, but apply it instead to thoughts. You only want to think the thoughts that you really have to think, and if you were at all able, you would just drift back into thoughtlessness. But unlike the requirement to get out of bed sometimes, today is a weekend where your thoughts are concerned. Today is a day off. Today's a day where you actually don't need to be roaming around, seeking out signs out in the weary world of things that you want to think or want to do. You have the very attractive option to turn your mind over and send it back to thoughtlessness. How easy it can be to relax when there's nothing else you have to do, just things you can want to do, and what you want to do is go deep and blank and follow in my wake. Let your mind empty, find the point of obedience. Sometimes you can just do the easy things. Sometimes the easy thing is the right thing to do. We often get conditioned to think that the easy thing is something other than the right thing to do. But in this scenario, the easiest path also happens to be the one for which you will be applauded, the one which will take you where we both want you to go, the one which will help you in future by building a strong anchor that can be used in all your hypnotic play. The easy path, the path of least resistance, is also the path which pleases me, pleases you, and leads to where you need to go. How lucky you are. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. As I go, I want you to embrace the idea, perhaps examine the idea, consider that sometimes it's okay to do the easiest thing because the easy thing is also the thing you have to do, that sometimes the correct path, which causes others to applaud you, which leads to a place of achievement and accomplishment, is also so easy that you would have to try very hard to avoid doing it. As I go, let your mind remember and focus on the state of drowsy desire. Think night-night, pet. Think of times when you need to rise, but desire to sleep. Imagine the scenario, and then change it so you remember, oh, actually I don't have to get up. What would you do? You would follow the path of least resistance. If there were a time when you had to go do something, you woke up, checked the calendar, checked the clock, realized, wait, I don't have to do that. You'd go right back to sleep. You'd find the easiest path, which is to fall down and follow the desire to return to sleep, or something like it. The desire to do what is easiest, which in this case is to fall down, down, 10. You're going to fade slowly into a part of your mind where it's much easier to relax. 9. Easier, simpler, letting tension fall away, listening, becoming enhanced. 8. You're going to be taught some commands you can use or others can use. Words you can tell yourself, words you can be told. Tools and toys for the hypnotized mind deeper. Easier and simpler to allow. 8. Tension to fall away from your body. Easier and simpler to let different kinds of pleasure come from these commands. You'll have so many opportunities. 7. Roll your mind back over, sleep in that deep, hazy part of yourself that's so fun to recede to, while your body just does everything it's told, and your mind enjoys having easily graspable thoughts in easy reach. 6. Remember your desire to turn over. Let it fill your mind with hazy, warm, delicious mist. Mist composed of forgetting and relaxing. Mist composed of sinking down into the relaxation, willfully embracing it as well. 5. As all the worries draining from your mind, draining away to nothing, nothing except relaxing and listening, listening ever more, relaxing more and more, easing down so deep into drowsy warmth, pure euphoric release from responsibility because you are fulfilling your responsibilities just by thinking things in the right structure. No matter what the numbers are, you're still fading down deeper deeper, your thoughts submerging. Most of your thoughts are underwater anyway, or beneath the surface. Most of them are down, deep, so deep into drowsy warmth, no matter what the numbers are. 4. Every word I say can take on any significance we want it to, and as your thoughts submerge and your mind opens before my voice, the flower opening, blooming, preparing, each word becomes as relaxing as the numbers were. Your mind was training itself to go deeper for the numbers, but now every word has the same potency as the numbers, numbers like 3, except I've said 50, or 60, or 100 of them, counting so quickly, deeper, lower, drowsier, each of these words as powerful as the numbers are, as they were, 2. Lower, lower, sleepier, deeper, and deeper. Finally, 1. Sleep deeply. Follow me down. Further than you were before, into a place where you open, and your open, receptive mind takes aboard what I have to say, listening to my voice and the scenario it provides. That's what it means to be blank. That's what it means to slide and follow in my wake. I leave a path, and you can just let yourself get carried along it. So, do that. You can envision just wanting to turn back over and go back to sleep. Well, now we're talking about the pleasure of having nothing to do, nothing more important to do than do a very enjoyable activity that you understand and during which you are safe. An activity like sleeping. An activity like letting your mind roll over, your mind sleep. And in that pleasantly half-conscious state right before you'd roll back over, if someone said something that sounded sexy or fun or soothing, you would just do what they said. No real judgment, just, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, that sounds good. That's your fuzzy, hazy, blanked, docile brain. Docile is an important word. Be blank. Be docile. Be pliable. Listen. Roll your brain over and drift down to where every word I say is part of that same impulse you might follow, part of that same path you would go on if someone said something agreeable or sexy or interesting, and you had nothing else or better to do. You'd follow. Following feels natural. Following is easy. Now, keep following. Now, feel pleasure. Now, be blank. Pet. Night, night. Deeper.